Ron DeSantis, at least 100 detainees at Alligator Alcatraz have been fully deported. By Hannah Knudsen on July 28, 2025. At least 100 detainees processed at Alligator Alcatraz have been fully deported, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis has continued to champion the quick work of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, which transformed the existing Miami-Dade Collier Training Facility in the Florida Everglades into a deportation hub to house and process migrants illegally residing in the country. The governor previously said that deportations were already underway, noting that most of the individuals housed at the facility are military-aged males. These are folks, and a lot of them have of criminal records. But that's what's happening here, and I think it's been very effective now, he said. DeSantis has since confirmed that 100 individuals who were processed and housed at the facility have fully been deported, noting that the Department of Homeland Security is largely handling the departures for deportation. There's an aggressive deportation schedule, DeSantis said. That's what you're seeing is starting to occur here down at Alligator Alcatraz. For The Washington Post, Garrett Ripa, the Miami Field Director for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said those flown out of the country were illegally present in the state of Florida. The officials spoke from the Florida Detention Center, with the protected Everglades wetlands as a backdrop. The outlet added that the facility is housing somewhere from 750 to 900 detainees. Florida Attorney General James Athemier's office described some of the detainees at Alligator Alcatraz, including an MS-13 member with the nickname Satan and a Cuban migrant accused of slitting an elderly woman's throat and lighting her house on fire. As Breitbart News detailed. For example, one inmate at Alligator Alcatraz is an MS-13 member named Oscar Satan Sanchez. His rap sheet includes assault and conspiracy to commit murder in New York. A Guatemalan migrant by the name of Luis Donaldo Corrado is also at the facility and has a criminal history that includes burglary of an occupied dwelling, forced entry, and voyeurism. Eddie Lopez Jamot, hailing from Cuba, has a criminal history that includes the following: arson, assault, arrested for cutting the throat of an elderly woman in Key Largo, Florida, and lighting her home on fire to conceal the evidence.